Yet all was far from lost. As the Persians had often had good cause to appreciate, there was no Greek front so united that it might not at any moment disintegrate. Just when Cleomenes appeared to have shored up his position for good, news of the bribes he had given Delphi leaked out. A scandal burst over Sparta. Outrage was universal, and there were few complaints when, late in 491 BC, his two surviving half-brothers, Leonidas and Cleombrotus, had him certified insane and locked up in the stocks. Nor were many eyebrows raised when his corpse was found the following morning. Slices of flesh carved off his legs, hips and belly, a blood-stained knife dropped in the dirt by his side. The verdict pushed plausibility to its outer limits, but was nevertheless accepted. Suicide. So perished the great king's most formidable enemy in Greece. Leonidas, new upon the throne and possibly tainted by fratricide, was an unknown quantity. But Persian spies had much good news to report of Sparta that winter. The turmoil in the city, the faction fighting that was so inveterately Greek, appeared to offer Darius's strategists their perfect opening, the opportunity to strike at Athens while she stood alone. A chance not to be missed. In the early weeks of 490 BC, the long-awaited invasion order was finally given. A large army, powerful and well-equipped, totaling perhaps some 25,000 men, marched out from Susa. With Mardonius still recovering from his injuries, command of the expedition was entrusted to two other generals with detailed knowledge of the Western Front, Artaphernes, son and namesake of the satrap in Sardis, and, as effective supremo, Datis, a veteran of the Ionian Revolt. The strategy these two commanders were to follow had been mapped out for them directly by the great king. Cross the Aegean with an immense armada, bring the benefits of Persian rule and peace to all the islands, and then reduce Athens and Eretria to slavery, and bring the slaves before the king. And so the Persian fleet fanned out across the Aegean. By late July, Datis had reached the easternmost tip of Euboea, within sight of Attica. The Persian fleet sailed 45 miles up the ever-narrowing straits that separated Attica from Euboea and assaulted the rebel city of Eretria. For 5 long days, the fighting was bloody and desperate. On the 6th, treachery handed the city to the besiegers. 2 5th columnists opened the gates. They both came, as Datis had surely known they would, from the aristocracy. Intimidate the masses, flatter the elite. Once again, the Persians' favoured policy had triumphantly proved its worth. As in Ionia, so now in Euboea, gutted ruins bore witness to the aptitude of the Greeks for treachery and class hatred. Would Athens suffer the same fate?